8 and a half, and she was wonderfully adopted into the royal family. And as soon as she was brought in, she was given the most beautiful clothes to wear. Royal robes. She was immediately accepted by all the other children as one of them. There was no "I'm better than you" attitude. No "I'm older than you." No "I'm a boy and you're a girl." None of that. No, they all treated each other brilliantly as brothers and sisters who all shared everything brilliantly. And best of all the benefits and blessings of being royal became hers. Wouldn't it have been amazing to be that child? Can you imagine it? It'd be hard to take in to begin with. Can it really be true? I've been adopted into the royal family. Am I really accepted? It feels like it'll all be taken away in a minute. But that was the amazing thing. She was shown the adoption papers. She really was a child in the royal family. And the clothes she got to wear really were hers to keep. She was accepted and welcomed. Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know the amazing story of this child in this royal family? Well, I want to read in a minute a bit of the Bible, and I hope you'll be able to see the answer. Let me pray for us before we do that. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adoption and the wonderful clothing that you give your adopted children. Please may we understand what is said in Paul's letter to the Galatians this morning and how it applies to us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's the questions I'm going to be looking for while Lucy does the reading. Who's been adopted? How can you tell? And what do they inherit? Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29.
So, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
So did you get it? Who is the child in that story? It says, verse 26, let's put it on the screen. In Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Your Bibles, some of you, says... Okay, just going to check this is pointing in the right direction, and this is on. We're all right. You are all sons of God through faith. That adopted child, the one who is welcomed and clothed and now inherits everything the King has given, is you and me. Amazingly, wonderfully, right here in the Bible, we're told about what it is to be part of God's new, huge family. And I'm going to talk about two things this morning that the new family member gets as they join the family. They are adopted and they are clothed. Have you got that? You are adopted and you're clothed. First, you're adopted. Paul, the writer of this letter, was talking to a group of Christians who lived in Galatia. That's why it's called Galatians. But what he says is true of every Christian who's ever lived. The child adopted into God's family is now a child of God. And they are anyone who has believed. You see, it says there at the end of verse 26, you are all sons of God through faith. Faith is putting your trust in something. Can I have someone prepared to put their trust in a chair? Hands up. Anybody prepared to put their trust in a chair? Are you prepared to? In fact, I've seen you doing it already. Come on up then, Chris, Luciana. I'd like you to come and trust this chair by standing on it. Do you trust it? Do you trust it? You don't trust it. How about if I held your finger while you stood up? Would you trust it? Okay, I need someone who's going to trust the chair. Luciana's not up for it. Go on, Ted. You have to go sit down then. Let's see if Ted will. Do you need my help? Oh. He's put his faith in something. Thank you very much. Very simple illustration. He's put his faith in the chair. You are all sons of God through faith. Faith here is putting your trust in God's rescue plan for you. You know God's rescue plan for you, don't you? Could you tell someone God's rescue plan for you if I asked you to? Here it is. You and I and everyone else are in real trouble because of our sin. That is, living as though we're on the throne. And we know better than God. We lie and we steal and we cheat and we're unkind and we're selfish. All of that deserves punishment. But God sent his Son into the world to take the punishment for us. He died on that cross so that anyone who has faith in Jesus might have their punishment paid by him. But it's more than that. Not only is the person who believed rescued through faith, we are made sons of God through faith. We're adopted into God's royal family. The new believer is ushered into God's family and made immediately welcome as a member. But hold on. It says sons. Can we have that verse up? What does it say in your Bibles? Children. The word Paul actually wrote was sons. And our Bibles think it's a little bit more polite just to say children. But actually, sons is brilliant. And let me tell you why. 2,000 years ago, it was only the oldest son who would inherit the family's wealth. No daughters would inherit. Only the eldest son. Nowadays, in most families, all children inherit equally. But the old rule still applies in our royal family. Do you know that? In our royal family, the queen has four children. Do you know who they are? Who knows all four of the royal children of Queen Elizabeth? Come on, the silks. Ben does. I'm not going to embarrass you. Charles, Anne, Andrew, and Edward. Let's have a royal family tree. We got that? There it is. So there's Charles, Anne, Andrew, and Edward. All right, four children. But only the eldest son inherits the crown. That'll be Charles. In God's family, when someone puts their faith in Jesus, they are adopted as a first son. That means they get to inherit everything the first son inherits. Isn't that amazing? That's why sons is such a good word. Even girls, women, other boys who aren't first sons, everybody who trusts in Jesus is adopted as a son. Through faith. You're all one in Christ Jesus, is what it says in verse 28. Whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a believer, whether you're old or young, whether you're a boy or a girl, all of you are adopted as first sons in God's family. That puts everyone on the same level. One of the nastiest things in life is that people aren't all on the same level. There is envy and pride. There is jealousy and arrogance. But in God's family, no matter where you come from or what you've done, we are all one. We should treat our brother or sister from anywhere in the world, no matter how old or clever or important or silly or hurting or sad, as a precious sibling whom God has chosen to be in his family. All right, here's a question for you. What is the difference between religion and Christianity? Religion. There are lots of them in the world. It's all about what you do. How well you behave, how well you keep some rules. Some do well, others do less. But what God wants is the ones who do well. That's what religion says. So life is a struggle as you try to do better. You could spell religion with just two letters. Do you know how you spell religion? Do. Do stuff. That's religion. Christianity is different. It's not like that. When the child is adopted into God's family, it's not because of anything they do or have done. We don't earn a place. Someone else does it for us. You know who did? Jesus. He lived a perfect life. And he has done, can we have Christianity spelt? He has done it all for you. When he dies on the cross, he pays the penalty for our sin. That is the good news of Christianity. Have you understood Christianity like that? That is the good news. God is our gentle Savior. He's our closest friend. We are his adopted children. All of us, amazingly, are sons in his family. But what would it be like to be adopted? What's it like to be adopted? What happens? Well, we'll look at that in a moment. There's a clue in this picture of our queen at her coronation. Looking amazing. And there is a clue in the chorus of the song we're about to sing. So can we sing this next song together? So we have been adopted. That was the first point. And we are clothed. That is our second point. Look at verse 27. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Do you see that word clothed? Clothes are important, not just for keeping warm. It'd be a pretty uncomfortable thought if there were no clothes on in this room, wouldn't it? Probably we all have our favourite clothes. Something comfortable or trendy or smart or pretty. But here in Galatians 3, we are told Christians adopted into God's family are clothed with Christ. How can that be? When a person trusts in Jesus and they show outwardly what God has done inwardly for them by being baptized, they are clothed with Christ. Let's think about clothes for a moment. There are three things about clothes that I think will help us understand what it means to be clothed with Christ, to have put on Jesus. First one is identity. Clothes mark us out. When lots of people are wearing the same clothes, they're marked out as a team or a club or from a certain school. Here are some uniforms. Let's have a look. Do you recognize some Sawston Air Cadets, some Sawston Village Colleges, and some Addenbrooke's nurses? How good is your eyesight and how observant are you? There is an Addenbrooke's nurse in this room wearing her nurse's uniform. Have you seen her? Let's have a stand up, please, Jane. Thank you very much. There is a nurse. Hooray! Thank you very much. There's also someone wearing something that marks them out as an academic, a student. Has anybody noticed a student's uniform in this room? Are you pointing? Who is it, William? Colleen, can you stand up for us? Colleen is wearing a gown. I think you need to do a twirl. You look very clever in that. Amazing. I've got something else. Oh, look. Who can tell me what this is just by the colours? Brownie's uniform. This isn't mine. But yeah, there is a Brownie's top. Thank you very much, Beth. And I've got my own special thing. Here it is. I dug it out of the attic. What does that tell you I have been? Not a bus driver. That's really annoying, Richard. I have been a soldier. I have. I remember getting dressed in my parade uniform at Sandhurst for the first time. The uniform was stiff and uncomfy. Are we going to get a picture? I haven't changed, is what Louise said this morning. But wearing it with others was an amazing feeling. We were all in this together, and there were ways we were expected to behave and march and salute and all that. It became a habit. Enough of that picture, that's good. The Christian has a new identity. They are an adopted child of God, and they are clothed with Christ. Now, people won't actually see us wearing different clothes, but they should see by the things we say and do that Christ-likeness is becoming more normal for us. We live to serve the King whose uniform we have been given. Identity. Secondly, closeness of relationship. Who are you sitting next to? You're quite close to whoever you're sitting next to. But they are not as close to you as your clothes are. They are right next to your skin. You've been clothed with Christ. He is that close to you. And thirdly, acceptability. We've been clothed with Christ, and that is what makes us acceptable to God. When he looks at us, he doesn't see the mess we've made or the hurt we've caused or the sinful habits we battle with. What God sees, because he's clothed us with Christ, is Jesus. He sees his perfection, and he opens us up his arms and welcomes us in. Imagine trying to get into a very smart wedding wearing your rugby shirt and shorts like this. It wouldn't be a pleasant thing to do, and you probably wouldn't be welcome. But when God clothes us in Jesus, he makes us acceptable. He sees the beauty and magnificence of his Son, and he opens his arms and he welcomes us in. Identity, closeness, acceptability, that's what clothes do for us. And that's what it means when God says that his adopted children have been clothed with Christ. Amazing, isn't it? So what? Well, I need to ask you a last question. These privileges are for those who have believed. Are you right now in Christ, putting your faith in him? Have you got your arm out and are still saying, no, not me, not yet? There's only two ways to live. You're either doing that or you are adopted and clothed. Which is it? If you're doing that, that's not just a shame. It is deeply dangerous. The door is open at the moment for you to come in to be adopted and clothed, but none will be given entry, adopted and clothed, without believing. So if you're saying, no, not me, not yet, please turn around and go towards God, and along with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and millions of others through history, bow your knee, put your trust in Jesus, and get ready for the great adventure that will follow. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher or a general, important though they are, but a saviour with the power to forgive. Those were our Queen's words in 2011. So there should be nothing stopping you this Platinum Jubilee weekend. It would be a great and memorable day to trust Christ with your life. You too could respond to God's personal call to you and walk into his arms, newly adopted and clothed with Jesus today. I'll be at the front afterwards, and I'd love to talk with you if you are ready to do that. If you'd like to pray and ask for God's help, that you might be adopted and clothed with Christ. That child from nowhere, who I started this talk with, adopted into the royal family with every privilege and all the blessings, it is you if you are a Christian. So rejoice in that. Live it. And it could be you if you aren't yet. Why not grab the chance while it's clearly in front of you? Let's pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is nothing that we have to do to earn adoption and being clothed with Christ. You invite everyone through faith to receive this incredible gift. Thank you that we don't have to do anything, but it's all been done for us in Jesus. Please may we enjoy and live out and give glory to the one who has clothed us in royal robes. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.